Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on a Friday morning, News Radio KMAN. Today, we've got a few different guests will be joining us here. We'll hear a little bit later on from the Riley County Senior Service Center. Liz Nelson will be calling in to talk with us about what's going on in the month of October. We've also got C. Clyde Jones lined up to talk about the 20th anniversary of Shepherd's Crossing, along with Beth Klug. And we'll also talk about that run that's coming up next Saturday, the C. Clyde Run and Midge's Mile. But we're going to start things off here in the first segment. We've got Gary Fike joining us in the studio. He's the Riley County K-State Extension agent. Good to be with you, or the director, I should say. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Glad to be with you, as always. So beautiful Friday.
It certainly is, and it's great to see you last week. Sat right behind me at the football game.
Yes. One we fortunately won. It was a good time.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, Gary's one of the people in the community I bump into probably more than anybody. I see you just about everywhere.
Mostly at eating establishments.
Yep.
I'm a big fan. I just had a double hamburger at Vista the other day, and I know Dave will be happy to hear that. But, I mean, that was So I do get around. I do get around, and I do see you everywhere too.
Yeah. You might want to put your headphones. Dave's got something to say here.
So you took my lead on Wednesday when it was double cheeseburger day?
Well, unfortunately, I double celebrated the following day. So I didn't celebrate on the actual day. I had two double burgers yesterday.
Two?
Yes, two double burgers. One at
Four
Vista.
Four patties.
One at Tanner's. Well, Tanner's was a, you know, like a
that's
half
a big
pounder.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, so I had more than my share.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I made some burgers at home on Wednesday, so that was my celebration. It wasn't a double, but it was still good.
Still counts.
Yeah.
Still counts.
Well, we've got some big things going on in the Extension office, and we heard about a little bit from the County Commission meeting yesterday about this new advisory board that is trying to be formed. And I know that's part of what you're going to talk about here today.
You bet, Brandon. I have to give a lot of credit to John Mata, who is a former candidate for Riley County Board of County Commissioners. But he and I had talked before and after the Rural Revitalization Program that we held in February of 2020, just before the pandemic, up in Leonardville, along with Commissioner John Ford, who had had some input as well and also attended, along with former Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. And I think that kind of set the ball in motion in terms of looking at a group like this that would probably more closely examine the opportunities that exist in rural Riley County. You know, we've got Manhattan, we've got fantastic businesses here, fantastic people, but there's also opportunities for small business owners and for people in the outlying communities to form businesses that are they're viable and economically sustainable.
So, and obviously this would help bring in all kinds of new opportunities. And is there a certain like corridor that would be looked at here possibly?
Well, in terms of the different types of businesses you're talking about, you know, we're looking at the existing businesses that are here now and either in expanding those as well as attracting new businesses. No particular thing in order. We've talked about hunting lodges. We've talked about small businesses that have to do with agricultural lifestyle, agritourism. I maintain, even though we've got good lockers in the area, that we probably need more outlets because the larger packing plants, due to labor shortages, in fact, have limited opportunities sometimes for people who are actually finishing cattle, for instance. They either have to go to Dodge City, Omaha, Garden City, Grand Island, Nebraska, and don't have an outlet for medium to larger numbers of cattle to be harvested for local products. And that's one thing I'm very interested in. Don't know whether that's a possibility or not, but something along those lines. You know, we've got lots of opportunities here in the county with Manhattan here, and it stands to benefit the whole county if we can continue to attract businesses, income for people to improve their lifestyle and improve the economy of Riley County.
Yeah. Well, Meat Lockers is an interesting one because then I think you'd be able to get your product maybe a little quicker here to some of the local residents especially, and that's always a plus, getting some locally, you know, keeping some of the dollars here in the community.
One thing I learned several years ago in my previous job was that in visiting with marketers of meat products in particular, local now supersedes organic or natural for the most part. People want something that's raised locally. I think the natural part is a good concept as well. You know, for instance, cattle that are raised without additional hormones or antibiotics, and it comes from local farmers, so they know that the money is going back to local cattle people, local farms.
It sounded like the commission's pretty much on board with this, so the likelihood looks like it's going to – it's not a done deal, but it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think we've got a very high probability of that occurring. Amanda Smeller is going to go back to the commissioners on October 7th with the final resolution for them to adopt, if they will, forming the committee so we can get things moving on this, because the sooner the better. This has probably been something that should have happened before now, but we're just happy that we'll get something going and get something going really soon.
Now, are there other counties in the state that have something similar to what is being proposed?
There are a lot of counties that have county economic development committees. Some are more active and some are more successful than others. I think with the personnel that we have in this area, that I think this can be a really successful venture. I think it can really grow and make a difference. And along with the help of other agencies, we'll seek help from USDA Rural Development and those kinds of entities, the Small Business Development Center out of Washburn. We've used them in the past for programs. So I think that we've got the opportunity right in front of us to really make this thing pop.
All right. I was reading this morning, Sam covers the commission, and his story said that thinking about 9 members on the committee?
Yeah, 9 members is what's proposed in the resolution. A couple of those will be from Extension. We'll have someone from the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce to be on there along with other folks. And I think we're going to have a really good brain trust of people that can work hard and work together to move things forward.
So what is it you need right now from some of the area businesses here? Are you trying to get some information from them?
I think what we need to do is possibly, as I mentioned earlier, we need to probably do a survey and just look around at our rural communities and see what businesses already exist, what maybe there's a need for, and we want to promote all those local rural businesses, and we don't want to we want to encourage new ones that will look like them, because we've got a lot of successful ones out in the outlying areas. When we did our rural revitalization conference in 2020, we highlighted those people: Amber Woods at Riley, Raz Automotive in Riley, and the Blue Vista Lodge up there by the reservoir. And so we've got some really good dynamic businesses going, and we want to open that up and let people learn more about how they got started, you know, what they used for financing. And that's kind of where USDA Rural Development comes in, and some of these other entities for grants and loans that people can start their own business that have the entrepreneurial spirit and have never expressed that.
Yeah, I'm always curious, is there a ways for, you know, some of these businesses to maybe get an online directory and promote themselves more? Is there a database for something like that here in Kansas that we have?
You know, I'm not sure about that, so I can't answer that question very intelligently, but I'm sure there is of some kind. You know, it's interesting for, you know, you can go on and Google, right? You can go on and Google businesses in Riley, Kansas, businesses in Randolph, Kansas, and you'll come up with a listing, and a lot of those businesses have their own website or maybe that and a Facebook site. So it's really easy to find stuff anymore if you just want to dig a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, just knowing that they're here, that they exist, I think even you could maybe connect some more of the urban to rural, and I know that'd probably be more customers for some of those folks too.
Oh, exactly. And I, you know, you look at Scott Jacobs at Amber Woods in Riley. He's, you know, he's making all kinds of really unique products, and people, I think his customer base is pretty wide. He produces a great product, provides some jobs, and just. you know, it's refreshing to see a small community have a thriving business in it. And it doesn't mean that it all has to be, all their customers have to be from within a 30-mile radius, right, with mail order and all those kinds of things. You know, the Amazon generation, if you will, people are ordering stuff online all the time, and that can be done with a lot of those businesses also.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what else do you have here this morning?
Well, we've got a couple things coming up I want to tell people about. I'm doing an Investment Basics 101, which is for people who want to learn more about investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, certificates of deposit. We're going to even talk about commodities and cryptocurrencies as investments and those kinds of things. And that's going to be November 9th, 16th, and 23rd. We'll have some publicity out on that, Brandon, for you later. But it'll be from noon to 1, so people can Zoom in. We're going to make it available on Zoom and in person. I expect we'll have most of our folks joining via Zoom. It'll be easy, quick. They can do it over their lunch hour. And we're really looking forward to doing that. So be watching on our webpage, RileyCounty.gov, and we'll have information on there. But also look on our Facebook site. We usually keep that up a little bit more to date, more current.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good information to have there. I've been listening a lot more to Dave Ramsey and some of the things he speaks about, and, you know, mutual funds. I'm not sure that I'm very well educated. That might be something good for me to learn about.
Well, it'd be great. I think there's some real opportunity. Of course, the stock market's been really good, really ever since the recession of 2008, with the exception of maybe a year or two when it was down. But long term, you know, the stock market will return 9 to 12% annually. You got to be willing to take the downs with the ups, but you can build a lot of wealth over time in the stock market and a number of other investments, but it usually happens a little quicker in the stock market.
Hmm. All right. I see something for VITA there. What's that say?
Well, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, as you know, we do that every spring, late January through the April 15th. This year it was May 17th because the IRS extended the filing deadline. We prepared 725 tax returns this year for people at the library, who's a great partner. But we always need volunteers. Now, volunteers to help us help others prepare the tax returns. And so you do have to take a test to pass that and do that. But we were short of volunteers this year just because of the pandemic. But we always could use more. And so anyone that's interested, all they need to do is contact our office at 537-6350, and we'll get your name on a list and contact you as we move into November and December is generally when we start meeting and training and getting information out.
Okay, sounds good. Well, anything else here before we wrap things up?
No, I think that's about it. I do have a new program called Junior Stockmans for our 4-H kids. It'll be October, November, December. Learn, teach kids more about livestock production. So that's going to be kind of a new program that we're doing, and there's lots of things going on at the Extension office.
All right. Well, Gary, it's always good to see you, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll have more in focus continuing after this. We'll hear from Liz Nelson at the Senior Center in just a moment. News Radio KMAN.